The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Is now in session. Welcome to Spirituality 101 with your instructor, Reverend Norma. Come prepared with questions and comments and see through the lens of spirituality. And now, here's your host, Reverend Norma.
Welcome to Spirituality 101. It is a pleasure being here today with you, and it is a joy to know that you are out there attuned to the process today and seeking answers, seeking another perspective, seeking information, asking for wisdom so that you may journey upon the path of your choice and find not only inner peace, but begin to create those very awesome and sacred inner landscapes that will allow us to be all that we were meant to be. So I want to welcome you today. Spirituality 101 is here on the airwaves to provide the missing college course, the course we should have had while we were engaging the education of the world. And so we have designed this process so that we can bring information to you, we can bring resources, we can expose you to interviews with experts, interviews with fellow travelers on the path and engaging this journey called transformation. Today, as usual, I think we have an exciting topic. We have been talking in the last two sessions about this whole notion of becoming more sacred, walking towards developing, initiating, and engaging sacred pathways. We have been talking in the last 2 weeks about, we've been focusing a lot on the word sacred and how it is that we begin to engage the sacredness. And we've talked a little bit, I've given you some ideas and some perspectives on perhaps creating your individual pathway. For some of us, some people can find a traditional pathway, a pathway that has been working down through the ages, and can engage in that process very well. And the process, the way it is established, is very suitable to the soul. Some of us require a little bit more individuality. And we live in times in the 21st century when all the energies from above, all that is descending here on Earth, all of the energies that the Earth is giving up is all giving us the impetus and allowing us to be able to create and to bring about so much more in the spiritual realm. And so for some of us, we live in those times when we can just naturally create a pathway that will be better suited to our individual tastes and or help us to journey along the way. Just want to give a couple of reminders right at the beginning that first of all, we must keep at the back of our mind as we journey on this spiritual pathway, spiritual path of our choice, that we are souls. We are indeed unkillable, unstoppable. We may inhabit many bodies, But, of course, our spirit never dies. And so over the centuries of our existence, we have walked every single pathway. Some of us are repeating what we did 12 or 13 times in the life of the soul. We're repeating it in this particular, on this particular journey that we are in right now, that we call life. So life does not constitute the 75, 80, or 105 years that constitutes the lifetime we're in, but rather the lifetime we're in has been designed the way it has been designed based on all the information we have gathered from former lives and the assessments we've made while we are in the spirit, 100% conscious, and we designed and created this lifetime for very good, very spiritual reasons. And now we're trying to help ourselves remember why it is that we got ourselves into this mess that we call life. A couple of reminders before we proceed. I want to remind you that we, you and I collectively, we are the change agents of the 21st century. I want to say that again. Just a reminder that you and I, if we have manifested on the planet at this particular time of our development, then we obviously agreed to be change agents in the 21st century. So you and I are the change agents that the planet has been waiting for. It's our world to change. It's our time to change belief systems that are current right now. It is our time to be able to mold and shape the energy. Humanity has moved to a place where we are growing up from being babies and children and infants into becoming fully grown, functioning, and creative spirits on the planet, so that we are growing up to become co-creators with the force, the universal force that guides the earth. So just want to remind you of that as we begin this process of looking at opening up sacred doors. You and I, we are truly, truly the change agents of the 21st century. And that is, it's a challenge as well as a joy. We must have had some credit. We must have had a lot of credit going to our, in our record, that we were allowed to manifest at this time. So, have you stepped onto the path of your choice? Did you create your own path? Are you beginning to sense the changes within you in perception? Because as soon as we begin to walk on a path, as soon as we begin to become very focused on spiritual things, as soon as we turn our attention to the word sacred and we hold that as the backdrop to our seeking, then our attention, our awareness, our perception begins to be drawn towards sacred places. I had an email from a listener who said, well, what if you start to open up doorways and you find yourself falling into the negative? And then I say you've got to stop whatever your practices are and pay attention to your belief systems. Pay attention to where you are focused in the world and give attention to the fact that the everyday awareness may not be rooted in sacredness. And if we find that that is not so, then we create some simple rituals to remind ourselves why we are walking on the path we are walking. What is your purpose? What levels of integrity do you bring to your search? What is your belief system? There are some rituals that are designed in the world and have been practiced over the centuries that take the awareness into sacredness. They are rituals that have been designed and practiced that takes the awareness into asking for, reaching out for help in the spirit world so that we can get what we want. Danger zone. There are certain practices that teach us how to go inwards and touch the sacredness that we are on the inside. But the entire process begins with, what is it that you are seeking? Are you seeking to enhance your physical life? Are you seeking to enhance your spiritual life? Do you want to get to know angels and archangels? Are you looking for inner peace? Are you focused on moving into that universal flow that is absolutely calm and peaceful and beautiful? Is your attention, as you walk the earth and you focus on the external landscape, are you drawn to things of beauty at this time of the year? I am just absolutely almost breathless over the tulips and the daffodils and the lilies and the roses that are beginning to spring into action at this time of the year. So when we begin this process of walking on our journey, on our path, and if we have questions about, but how can I hold this as being sacred, then we have got to pay attention to our everyday habits, the places where we are focused on an everyday basis. If we are taking in, absorbing, drinking in the beauty of the earth and the peacefulness that some places on the earth can give to us, then when we start that journey on the inside, we take that inside with us. And the journey on the inside then becomes the journey that is seeking more peace. It's seeking more tranquility. It is seeking more angelic interaction. And that's one of the ways in which we can know whether we're seeking for sacredness or we're just seeking to explore what's out there. And that's two different sides of the same coin. Before we go into our first break, I want to share with you, this is a quotation from the Hopi elders. And I've walked with this for many, many years. And this is what it says. Banish the word struggle from your attitude and from your vocabulary. All that we do now in this era of the 21st century must be done in a sacred manner and in celebration, because we are the ones we have been waiting for all this time. Isn't that beautiful? We are the ones that we have been waiting for all this time. And I add to that, it's our world to change, and change begins with you and me. Don't go away, we'll be right back. And when we return, we will begin to talk about that inner landscape.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
We all want peace. We all desire a more meaningful life. We work hard to achieve these things, but at what avail? The key is authentic living with Andrea Matthews. Andrea will interview some of the great spiritual experts of today and will provide wisdom to help you raise your consciousness to the level of your own I Am. Your authenticity can give you miraculous gifts, but you have to know how to get there. Listen for Authentic Living with Andrea Matthews. Heard live every Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network.
What's this? Milk. Low fat, no fat. They're milk too, and their names rhyme.
This man may sound odd.
Low fat, no fat.
But to his three-year-old daughter helping him pick out food, he makes perfect sense.
Here's cheese with holes in it.
Learning starts long before school does, and children are naturally curious. Take simple moments like shopping and turn them into learning moments.
It's called Swiss.
Swiss has holes.
That's right. Oh, can you say gorgonzola?
Gorgonzola.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. Visit bornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Let's sing that new song.
My music, check, check,
track from my modem jack. Jack, Jack plays MP3s, threes, threes, and I download fast, fast, fast. I read the bits, bits, bits on the microchips, chips, chips, and I burnt, burnt, burnt all my favorite hits, hits, hits.
By the sixth grade, many girls lose interest in technology, but parents can help keep them updated. Go to girlsgotech.org.
A public service announcement brought to you by Girl Scouts of USA and Ad Council.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma, and today we are talking about opening sacred doorways. And the emphasis here is on the word sacred. And I'd like to repeat the Hopi, those beautiful, beautiful words, the quotation from the Hopi elders: banish the word struggle from your attitude and your vocabulary. All that we do now in this era must be done in a sacred manner and in celebration. We are the ones we have been waiting for. Hopi elders. So, let's talk about this thing called the inner landscape. Because if we are going to be addressing sacred doorways, then we are talking about moving inwards in a way in which we begin to engage, we begin to perceive and become aware that there are doorways on the inside that must be opened. And today I thought I will share a little bit from my own journey. When I began the journey of moving within, I began, I think, at first with this thirst for knowledge. I had a thirst for knowledge, and so I would read everything that I could get my hands on that had anything to do with spirituality. And the very first set of books that I started to read, of course, my very, very, very early readings was the Bible. And then I moved to T. Lapsang Rampa. Those books are now out of print, who was a Buddhist monk. And he wrote, I think it was altogether 15 or 16 little booklets that spoke a lot about spirituality, and just I was just absolutely enthralled with the information, especially since it was put very, very simply. So I read and read and read and read, and then after taking in all that information, it became very clear that I now had to begin and serious in a journey, and that's when I created a pathway that worked for me, that moved in rhythm with the universe. And I began to do early morning. In those days, I was raising children, so I would have to rise at 4:30 so that I can get an hour and a half into my morning routine before the kids woke up at 6. But I began this journey, began to walk on the path. And then I moved from that into part of that journey consisted of walking, getting up in the morning and walking. And walking into the sunrise, which is very, very, very powerful, because the rays of the sun, particularly when they come in early in the morning, bring to us a tremendous amount of energy. And it seemed like the walking, rhythmically walking every morning, took me into my natural rhythm. And when we step into our natural rhythm, it's a beautiful, relaxing place to be. It is no longer even exercise, but rather a rhythmic journey that allows us to regain the original rhythm with which we were created. So walking was very much a part of my own path. And introducing sacred words in terms of my morning meditation was also very much a part of that. And then I slipped into meditation. Once I began the journey of meditation, I discovered how very difficult it is to get the mind still. It's very difficult because when you begin at first, as many of you know, when you begin at first to meditate, what happens is you shut down the speaking and you begin to get quiet, and then you begin to discover, well, for me it was, that just because you don't talk doesn't mean there isn't a lot of language all over the place, because when you first start to go inside, you can hear all the language you've got sitting in there, your thoughts that may not even have been expressed. You get in touch with that first. And then I began to realize how difficult it was for me to really sit still for any real length of period of time. And so that took me to yoga. I got very interested in finding a way that will teach me how to take this rhythmic experience the next level from just walking. So I got very involved with stretching and with yoga so I could stretch the body out. And in getting involved with yoga, breath, I became very aware of the breath. So I was able to take that training that I got from working with yoga and the breathing, I was able now to take that into my meditation, and I found that I could be a whole lot calmer, that I was a whole lot more peaceful, and I began to move from all that chatter inside of the head to the silence inside the head. When you move to the silence inside the head, now you can begin to observe the inner landscape. When I say inner landscape, I'm using the word landscape metaphorically. We live in the physical world, and while we are in the physical world, we are very, very focused. We can't help but see the landscape all around us. I live in an area that I'm blessed. There are many, many beautiful trees, and people maintain their gardens. And so when I go walking, I can be very aware of the landscape, the rose bushes over here and the lilies over here and the beauty and the power and the majesty of the trees. And these things, they bless our soul and they allow us to become peaceful. When we begin to meditate seriously and we have managed to calm the storm inside, we begin to discover that there is just as beautiful a landscape on the inside as there is on the outside. And what's more exciting is the more we take meditation seriously, we begin then to move into what I call contemplation. And then we begin to realize that in the same way as that I can plant a tree and add my energy to this physical landscape outside of me, in the same way that I know that I can plant spring bulbs in the fall, and in the spring, they will blossom and give to me the joy and the glory and of their essence. You begin to realize with serious meditation, as that by way of contemplation, you can begin to enhance that inner landscape as well. Except that on the outside, we use our hands to do things. On the inside, we use our thoughts. We begin to, when we get really calm and we're in that beautiful meditative state, we become aware of light. We become aware of white light. We become aware of the colors and striations that can enhance the beauty of white light. And if we practice enough, we begin to learn that we can harness that light with our thoughts from that spot at our third eye, and we can, as we think about it, we can create almost lasers of light that we can turn around and write as if we're writing on a scroll. And I'm sure many of you who are listening to me have had this experience in meditation. Now, one of the things I discovered when I began to observe the inner landscape, I can then feel the places in my body where I was blocked. And so it moved me from walking to add yoga to that. And then by virtue of being able to feel the places where I was blocked, where those chakras, those seven chakras, spiritual openings we have, you begin to sense where the blockage is. And so that took me to massage therapy. I became aware that I needed massage to massage out of my body those blocks of energy that are stored in all parts of the body. We store information in our bodies. that experience that you may have had, and it has led to you not being able to forgive someone in your life, in order for you to continue living, that energy has to be stored somewhere in your body. And for many of us, if we really start to pay attention, we'll discover that, you know, we store some of it in our heart. We store some of it around the lungs, the area of the lungs. We store some of it on the thighs. And these are places where eventually we'll begin to feel little problems. And what I find that the deep meditation and contemplation began to do for me, it's kind of like make me aware of those places in my body where I was not feeling as comfortable as I should. And so I turned to massage therapy and body work. And by way of the massage therapy and the body work, I was able then to have a lot of that energy massaged out. I became very aware when I started to engage that in a landscape of the awesome power of forgiveness. And the more I attempted to journey deeper into the beautiful inner landscape, it's the more I became aware that forgiveness, the two-way flow of forgiveness, was absolutely necessary if I planned to expand that journey on the inside. And so the whole notion of working with forgiveness, recognizing that I have to forgive myself first because the universe has already forgiven me, I have to forgive myself first, and then I have to look around and forgive those who have trespassed against me or those who have done things that have offended me. Because the more I tried to journey deeper into the landscape on the inside is the more I became aware of those things that were blockages that I might not have been as aware of before I began the journey. So forgiveness and the two-way flow of forgiveness and attempting to forgive people as you engage the journey became one of those very, very, very eminent things that needed to be done on a very systematic basis. As we pay attention to what is unfolding through our meditation practice and through the practice on our pathway, as we pay attention, giving attention is one aspect of that. The other aspect of that is, can you move forward and take action? Becoming aware is one thing. The ability to be obedient is the second. Can you be obedient and release and let go? I have found I had to abandon this notion of wanting an explanation for everything because I woke up to realize that in demanding the explanation to whatever that blockage is, sometimes it would take me as long as 3 years to get it. And I began to realize that I didn't have all that time that I can spend on all these various aspects. So one of the things I learned out of deep meditation and contemplation is when stuff surfaces, can you be obedient enough to just let it go? Let go and let God. Because as soon as we go, I don't understand, now we must give up time on the journey in order to fully understand that which needs to be given up. So I want to urge you, when you come up against, don't get stuck in the need for an explanation, but rather when things surface, be strong enough in faith to release, to let go, and let God. Because that way we begin to remove the stumbling blocks. And as we dismantle the stumbling blocks, we're now journeying further and further on the inside. Do not go away. We'll be right back. This is Reverend Norma.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life, pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation.
The results indicate your child has neuroblastoma.
There's evidence of metastasis.
We need to schedule a bone marrow.
We'll need to perform a surgical biopsy.
MIBG scan.
After you hear your child has cancer, chances are you don't hear anything else. CureSearch.org connects you to the most comprehensive research and advice on childhood cancer and to other families who know exactly what you're going through. CureSearch.org. You're not as alone as you feel. Brought to you by CureSearch and the Ad Council.
Just what is SkillsUSA?
SkillsUSA specifically prepares you for the workforce.
SkillsUSA empowers students to connect with a network of people. SkillsUSA allows students to connect with business and industry, to manage their education, and to really get a feel of the real world.
SkillsUSA.
Find out more on the web at skillsusa.org.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma, and today we are talking about this exciting topic of moving inwards and beginning to open up those sacred doorways that lie within us. Just during the break, I received an email that said, speak to us a little bit more about relaxation. And thank you for that, because that's very important. Our ability to move inwards and our ability to go deeper is rooted in our ability to relax. And I think in so many ways, I did touch on that, even though I did not phrase it in the terminology of relaxation. Breath work is critically important when we are attempting to go deeper into the spiritual realms. Because the longer, the deeper we can breathe, and the longer we can hold the breath before we release it, begins to clear the inner space. It brings clearing on the inner, on the inside, and it allows us to be able to concentrate much deeper. So if you're having problems with relaxation, even in your daily, you then need to take your awareness, not so much all of your attention, but your awareness into every half an hour or so, becoming very conscious of the way you breathe. And the more we become very conscious of how deeply we breathe, is the more we will teach ourselves how to relax a whole lot more, because the breath is intended as the driver of that relaxation process. If we're having problems with relaxation, I would really, really recommend that you seek out yoga or some other form of relaxation. It may be time to engage, to join a class, to engage in dance and movement is a wonderful way also to help us to relax. And as I said, doing some breath work. Sometimes it helps if we can join a group, if we can perhaps become a part of a class of other seekers who may be having the same challenges that you have, because when we do these things in groups, we tend to be able to break free quicker. So if relaxation is the problem, look at methodologies that are available in the world, massage therapy, yoga, breath work in particular, and so that you can help you to stretch, to walk, to be in rhythm, and to surround yourselves with beautiful things. It's the spring summer season, and there are so many beautiful potted plants that we can bring indoors, and we can spend time in the outdoors. Begin to turn your awareness and your attention to those elements that relaxes you. Do you feel relaxed when you sit close to a body of water? Well, even when you come indoors, keep a glass, and notice I said glass, keep a glass of water around you all the time. We keep flowers indoors so that we have the ability of having all that wonderful water, those flowers are sitting in around us. So if water is one of those things that helps to relax and to calm you, engage the opportunity to be around bodies of water, but also create opportunity indoors that you may have water around you. Take baths rather than showers when you can, so that you can allow yourself to sit your body in blobs of water. Remember, water is nothing but liquid crystals. And, of course, crystals are phenomenally helpful in helping us to clear the space within the area of our body. So those are some guidance, some ideas that will help you to keep the relaxation process going. And remember, it's an ongoing theory. You're living it and you're working it. It's not going to happen in one shot or two shots. But if we are consistent with the patterns that we've chosen to follow, we will find that relaxation will come naturally. Now, once we have gotten to this place now where we're relaxed more and we're focused more on the inner landscape, we will begin to discover that symbols begin to surface. You may wake up one morning and there is a symbol, there is a sign. You may, several years ago, and we will have Van Dorn Hinnant back on the show next month. Several years ago, I was browsing the internet and I stumbled upon this amazing artwork by Van Dorn Hinnant. And it moved me so beautiful, I had to purchase a piece of the artwork. I have it hanging in my dining room. And I find that just to gaze upon this particular piece of art brings a tremendous amount of not only peace and joy, but an awareness of the beauty that resides on the inside. So there may be a piece of artwork out there that could do the same thing for you. How we surround ourselves with the things that we consider sacred and beautiful will determine the levels of sacredness that we engage on our journey. So pay attention to the symbols that begin to arise out of your meditation. And they may arise by way of the dream state. You wake up and you have a memory of perhaps an image or a flower or a lotus or a very ornate door. Because the doors begin to present themselves to us as we go deeper and deeper in meditation. There is a statement out there that was kind of created out of all the work of Lewis Hayes, as I talked about doors opening, doors closing, it's only change. As we get deeper into this inner journey, doorways begin to present themselves in our meditation as well as in our dream state. We also begin to notice that certain symbols begin to happen, begin to reoccur. Many people will find that they have dreams or they have images of houses. Housing in your meditation is something that you should kind of be very mindful of, because it's beginning to remind you of that very powerful statement by Jesus Christ. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. And that is absolutely true. And it's not until we start stepping inside into deep, deep, deep meditation and beginning to teach ourselves how to focus on that inner landscape that we begin to realize, yes, there are mansions. And those mansions have doors. And sometimes in our meditation, we'll just kind of notice that a door is kind of ajar, or it's halfway open, and then we come out of the meditation. I don't know about you, but I did. well, do I need to step through the doorway? And if you find that there are doorways, whether they are closed and you're approaching them and they're closed, or they're half open, it is time for you to place in your meditation, because this is what contemplation is, you place a statement in the middle of your meditation. I am ready to step through the open doors. Would you open the doors for me so that I can step through the doors? And as we begin to step through the door, metaphysically and in our mind, we begin to realize that we are now going even deeper to the root of our spirituality. Open doors are a reminder to us that we need to step to the next level spiritually. And it requires our permission. It requires us letting the universe know it is okay and I am ready. And then your spirit guides, your angels, will hold your hand and walk you through the doorways. Each doorway brings its level of joy and perception. Each doorway brings its level of sacredness. Each doorway brings its level of light. When we find ourselves initially on the cusp of these doorways, because we're human, there might be a little bit of fear. If you feel fear enter the heart, remember that crystal clear white light, which you will encounter when you make that journey inward, crystal clear light, white light is there for you, and using your mind and your focus and your thoughts, you can use the white light to surround yourself and bring the calm and the release from fear so that you give yourself permission to step through half open doors. I hope that I'm making this as clear as I could possibly make it, because it's a wonderful experience during your meditation time to be taken to that place where the universe is indicating to you, you are ready. You are ready to step through the door, but I am waiting here with bated breath. It's like your angels are standing back and going, I'm waiting here with bated breath for your permission so that I can open up the door, take your hand, and walk you through the door. What do you experience when you walk through these doors? If your mind and your thoughts and your attitude are embedded in peacefulness, if your thoughts and your attitude are embedded in higher perceptions, if your thoughts and your peacefulness is kind of expecting to get to the root of who you are, these experiences can be nothing but pure joy. I have come back from meditation experiences absolutely in bliss that lasts for days, and sometimes it's very hard to explain or to interpret for those who have not been there with me. Join a meditation group. Talk to others and surround yourself by people who are seeking and striving for the same experience as you are. It might be time to reach out for a teacher. It might be time to reach out for a coach. But as we journey on the path and we get to the root of our spirituality, doorways begin to open in front of us. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call call 301-920-2291. Reprogram your life. Pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation.
Mom, my tooth fell out.
The coach says I can play shortstop.
I get to be a deciduous tree.
You live for the firsts in your child's life. But how do you cope with the firsts that come after your child is diagnosed with cancer? CureSearch.org connects you to the doctors and scientists whose collaborative research has turned childhood cancer from a nearly incurable disease to one with an overall cure rate of 78%. CureSearch.org. You're not as alone as you feel. Brought to you by CureSearch and the Ad Council.
Mom?
Dad?
How long should I wait for you?
Mom?
If I'm at soccer practice.
What if something happens? Will you come get me?
There's no reason not to have a plan in case of a terrorist attack.
Mom, if you're not home,
should we go to the neighbor's house?
And some extremely good reasons why you should.
Can you tell me?
Everybody should have a plan. Take 5 minutes to talk about where you'll meet and how you'll get in touch with each other in an emergency. For other things you can do to be prepared, visit www.ready.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the Ad Council.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma, and today we have been talking about stepping onto our path and what to expect as we begin to journey on the path. You know, it's so often, and I very strongly believe this, that we begin or we step onto a pathway, and we talk about this is my path of choice. If we are persistent, and if we're consistent about our practices, then we become the path. It's not so much about stepping on a pathway and affirming that this is my path. It starts off as being the path, and then as we journey on the path, we become the path. Because the practices, the focus, the attitude that path will bring towards us becomes a big part of who we are, and we begin to uncover or restore to our conscious mind of this wide, phenomenal array of wisdom and light and joy as that we really are. Modern-day living, urban living, has distracted us from the beauty and the joy as that is within. And I want to remind you that as beautiful as the outer landscape is, I love mountains. When I'm on the top of a mountaintop, I am in absolute bliss and joy. And as beautiful as that is, as beautiful as it is to be on the ocean, particularly on a calm day, as beautiful as it is to stand and gaze upon a waterfall that brings this thunderous feeling of bliss and joy, none of that can really be compared to what the feelings and the experiences are when we are consistent enough upon the pathway and allows us to begin to observe that inner landscape in the same way that we observe the outer landscape. When we can begin to really get in touch with the inner landscape, boy, I'm telling you, what the experiences and the joy and the bliss that there is to be found as we journey to our soul in no way can be compared to the beauty that we see on the outside. So the goal is to journey to that place in your soul that is blissful, to that place in your soul where, as William Blake once said, and I quote, "If the doors of perception were cleansed, everything would appear to man as it really is, infinite." That's a quotation from William Blake. I'll say that again. If the doors of perception were cleansed, everything would appear to man as it is, infinite. We are infinite beings. There is so much fear around 2012. And as I interact with people, I want to remind them so very powerfully that we are the ones that the world has been waiting for. We are who we've been waiting for in this 21st century. We are here to help to change the frequency. We are here to lend ourselves so that we can recreate right alongside with God and make this place paradise on earth. There is nothing to fear, really, but fear itself. And as we begin this journey inside, the landscape on the inside reminds us of the glory and the beauty. You know, there's a meditation that many people do, and they affirm, I am light, I am light, I am light. I encourage you to use that as an affirmation, I am light. And then if you align that with serious meditation practices, you will one day, oh my goodness, just open up your eyes to the phenomenal light that we are as human beings. And that's part of that inner landscape I'm talking about. Phenomenal, glorious levels of light. And then we begin to realize that that light cannot be extinguished that easily. So there's nothing to fear but fear itself. So I encourage you to step inside, move inwards, get in touch with that glorious light, because when we get in touch with a glorious light, as individuals, we can do what doctors on the outside is discovering now, that you can do all sorts of practices in the human body using laser beams of light. And as individuals, as the ones who have been waiting for the change on earth, the more we develop our meditation and our contemplation practices, the deeper we go in meditation through the landscape that we find there and move to the root. When we get there, we get in touch with the power to be able to use that light to recreate not only ourselves, but collectively to recreate this earth in the way that it was intended. I hope that this session today will open up your eyes and your thoughts and your thinking, perhaps in places perhaps where you may not have focused before. If you have a question, if you have a thought, please don't hesitate to send me an email at myspirituality101@yahoo.com. What did you hear today? What did you feel? When you close your eyes after you leave this session, what can you see? Do you get a sense or a perception of the light that you carry within you? I hope that we have perhaps taken you to that place where you have more questions. And you have thoughts and you have ideas, and just shoot us an email and shoot me an email and let me know how perhaps this session in particular has been for you. Next week, I want to encourage you to stay tuned, because next week we will be having on the show someone who has been following Spirituality 101 for a very long time, and someone whose journey and whose practice has taken him to a complete transformation. And that is very, very exciting, because it's one of the things that I like to offer here on the show, not only the experts who are out there, but those people who are journeying on the path. And in journeying on the path, they have come to know, as my granddaughter would say, they've come to know certain things. They have moved along the path of realization and opened up to light. And so next week we will be bringing you one listener who has done just that, And I think it will be a very, very exciting session to hear from someone who, like yourself, has been a listener in Spirituality 101 and whose path has taken him into some very phenomenally powerful spiritual places. As we get ready to close, I want to thank you so very much for taking the time to join me today. I hope that you will share this broadcast with others. All of our sessions are archived, and this session can be accessed 24 hours from now. Tomorrow, it will be available in the archives. You can go back in the archives and browse and find information that may help you upon your journey. Shoot us an email so we'll know whether we're reaching you at myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Again, thank you for being here. And a reminder to walk softly, gently on the planet. For each of us argued for the right to be here. And now that we are here, we must bring joy and light and love to the journey. God bless you. Until next week, Reverend Norma.
Class is dismissed. Until next week, make sure you're on time to join Reverend Norma every Friday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time for another session of Spirituality 101. We'll see you then on Seventh Wave Network.